You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When people watch or study or listen to something intently, there certainly is an intensity to that.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning.
This week's question comes from Mary. Mary would love for you to cover the difference between the words intently and intensely. Apparently, Mary was listening to another show and heard the word in question used, and she thinks it may have been incorrect.
Well, the show was Freakonomics, and the speaker was Stephen Dubner, who uses the word intensely, and Mary is clearly asking, did he mean intensely or did he mean intently? Now, before we look at the specifics of what happened on Freakonomics, I think it's going to help to back up and talk about these two adverbs, intensely and intently. At this point, intensely is typically used to refer to something that is extreme or excessive, so extremely, excessively, or almost highly strained. You can think about exercising intensely where your muscles are straining. Intently is used to describe with concentrated focus, sometimes defined as with rapt attention. So the mind is strenuously, or we could say intensely, focused on something. We often talk about listening intently, looking at someone or watching something intently. We're very focused on something. The two adjectives they're based on, intent and intense, go back to the same Latin verb, meaning to stretch out or strain. And actually, Rebecca, we've talked about this verb before when we were talking about the tenter of tenterhooks.
Oh, yeah, all that fabric stretching.
So it could, I think, be tempting to say, okay, intent or intently is always about mental processes, and then intensely is for the physical senses. But intensely can also refer to mental processes. We often feel things intensely, or we can study intensely. Now let's talk about what happened on Freakonomics. I went to the transcript, and here's what Stephen Dubner says. He's talking to Dr. Robert Cialdini, who's a psychologist, and Stephen Dubner says, you make a really provocative but resonant argument that a lot of behaviors are copycat behaviors, including workplace or school shootings, terrorist attacks, product tampering. What should media outlets do about those events? You may say their coverage is dangerous. They say it's their duty to cover it intensely. Why are you more right than they are? Robert Cialdini responds, because of that last word, intensely. They give us the news. They're invaluable for that. The problem is when they sensationalize it for ratings. That bothers me because the actions described are contagious. And he goes on to say that people are learning from the news, and when they see a lot of coverage, it can snowball or give people ideas. So, Rebecca, what do you think? Intensely or intently?
At first, when he said intensely, you know, in the first time it's mentioned there, I was kind of like, you know, I could see it could go either or. But I think when we get to the psychologist and the psychologist says that thing about sensationalism, I kind of started to think, you know, I think intensely might be the word.
I agree with you. That's what's so interesting here is you could imagine the media saying it's their duty to cover it intensely, in extreme ways, with a lot of attention, or intently, with focused attention. But I do think, I agree with you, in this case, I think both of them mean intensely in a extreme and maybe even excessive way. What's interesting to me here as well is that when usage commentators have talked about the distinction between intensely and intently, they have been focused on whether intently is misused for intensely. So, for example, if there's an intense thunderstorm, if someone says it hit the town intently, and these usage commentators will say, no, 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 that's intensely. But I love it that Mary was actually asking about whether intensely should have been intently.
All right, I think that's enough language intensity for one weekend. Thanks so much, Anne.
I hope you have a very chill rest of your Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.